Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast, your favorite podcast, probably your favorite podcast.
Why wouldn't it be?
It's my favorite one, for sure. For sure.
So you're a bit biased.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. As we are recording this, this episode drops on everybody's favorite holiday.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day. Katie, do you normally go out with Brian either on Valentine's Day or like somewhere near there as like a date night situation?
I mean, occasionally sometimes, but it's not like a written in stone kind of thing. I honestly, I'm not like a big, like Valentine's Day, take it or leave it for me. You?
Yeah.
You, Karen?
Same. It's funny. We, you know, did start getting the lists of here's the spelling of all the children's name in your kids' class if you care to participate. And I said, usually, you know, I'm cheap. So usually we make our Valentine's for the kids' schools.
A lot of work.
Friends. Yeah. But this time I was like, I don't know if I have the energy. And so I said to all the kids, I was like, who can we just buy them this year? And Ellery and Henry were like, no, let's make them. And Bennett goes, you're fine to buy them. And I was like, yes, Bennett.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. She was like, I don't care. Just buy them. Yeah, it's just, you know, as we've talked about this in previous years, the Valentine's Day game has gotten real strong for a lot of moms out there. I mean, it is intense, full on baggies. If you don't have school aged kids yet, buckle up and get ready because it is a thing, Valentine's Day.
I mean, I had no idea. Like the first year that River was in preschool, I just bought like the Encanto Valentine's, just sentiment, straight up. No attachments, no treats, no nothing. And then that day I was like, this was a fail. So I did vow the next year that I was going to like.
And you did.
I did. I can't remember. I cannot remember what I did.
What are you going to do this year?
So, okay. All right. So I've already
gotten. What did you do?
I've already gotten like the emails from the school, like, you know, from Rivers, from the class mom about like, okay, this is the day the party's happening. Like where, you know, can somebody bring in treats, paper plates, whatever. I don't know if this is going to be suitable to River, but this year I got Valentine's that come with glow sticks. I thought that would be preferable to, like, candy. Although it's funny, I talked to one of my good friends yesterday, and we were just, like, talking. Her kids are, like, in, like, fourth grade and, like, seventh grade. And I was like, tell me this Valentine. Like, it ends, right? It's ending. And she was like, well, I don't know. I just bought, like, full-size candy bars at Sam's for her fourth grader. So I don't know.
That gets pricey.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is, it's like, we're just coming on the heels of Christmas. Do we really got to go all out? I did get River a couple of, like, cute little Valentine's. You know, my mom always did Valentine's Day gifts for my sister and I, so I do like to continue that tradition. But, yeah, it's like Valentine's Day is, like, second Christmas. It's serious.
Yeah, here's what I do for Valentine's Day gifts for the kids. What did I either forget to get you for Christmas, or what do you need that has – it's a need that has arisen since Christmas. That's what it is.
So,
you needed socks at Christmas and I forgot? You're getting socks for Valentine's Day.
I find this very annoying to me. So it's like Christmas, end of December. Then my sister's birthday is at the beginning of February. Then there's Valentine's Day. And then Brian's birthday is at the end of February. So let me just tell you, for my husband, it becomes very – like – what do you get someone for Christmas, Valentine's Day, and their birthday all within, like, less than 2 months, fewer than 2 months. Like, it gets very annoying and tricky. I highly suggest having a birthday in the middle of the year just because it really spaces
out. I highly suggest that you pick when you were born.
Yeah.
Go ahead and, like, pick when you had when you were born once you're here on Earth.
10 out of 10 recommend that June birthday, okay?
Well, you have June.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So does River.
You're like, duh, I planned it that way.
Yeah, like, that's the way I want it. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, my listeners. I hope you got every. I don't know. What do you say? I hope you got everything you wanted.
I hope you got some love in your life. And you celebrate it today.
Everything you've ever dreamed of. We do have Valentine's Day decorations also at my house. I'm just letting you know. We took down the January decorations. Valentine's Day decorations up. Okay?
We
don't be jealous.
I don't think we have any Valentine's Day decorations at all. Missing out. Okay. Here is our first article. It's from Motherly. Working mom's viral video nails why remote work is so important for mothers. Whew, this is a good one. She talks about how she had a 3-year-old who was sick. And because she's working remotely, guess what?
What?
She just stayed home with her.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have to call in and get permission? Did she have to get approval? Did she have to send an email? Did she have to contact people? Nope. She just kept on working. And guess what? I bet her work was just as good that day as it is every other day. But she talks about how her company is both remote and asynchronous. And as long as you meet the deadlines and get your work done, everything is fine. And she talks about how this is what holds women in the workplace. And this is what every company should strive for. And I like this because, you know, so often we hear from people who are complaining or have an issue or have a problem. And this is someone who's saying, no, my company's doing it right. And I just want to brag on them and have a moment of gratitude for the fact that this is where I am in my life right now. And I'm able to work for a company who gets it. Yeah. And more companies should get it. And she talks about how it's a luxury, but it really shouldn't be. But this is what her company offers. And she also goes into a little bit about, and we both know this, when your kid has a dentist appointment, when they have a doctor's appointment, when they're sick, when they're out of school for the day, when there's an early release, it just automatically falls on the mom to handle it all the time. And look, I'm not saying it shouldn't. I'm not saying anything about that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying it does mean that if you had to take a day off every time, that's a lot of days off. Most people don't get unlimited days off.
Well, let me just tell you, I have like 7 sick days. We get like at our company, we get like 5 sick days? We get 40 hours of sick days every year at Restart.
I thought it was 6.
I don't know. I think it's 5. I think it's 40 hours. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, and I have had like, you know, I talk on the news for a living and I've had like a couple of like, just even right now, I'm like struggling a little bit with like a hoarse voice, like a cough that won't go away. And there's been a couple of days over the last like 2 or 3 months that I was like, I really should probably like call in sick.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I sort of live in fear for me that River is going to get COVID or get really sick and that I'm going to have, because that has been the biggest thing for me. Like when I take a sick day, it's usually an issue of River being sick and I don't want to ask our elderly nanny to come over and like risk getting sick. That has been like the biggest challenge for me, is that like when you don't have this sort of flexibility, and I really do, like in my job, I really don't. There's no like
work from home.
There's no work from home option. Is that so? Like I come to work not 100% because I'm always worried that like whatever sick day I use, that's like sick days taking away from like me and River. It's like my sick days have to be enough sick days for 2 people.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
And you're always nervous in the beginning of the year. I don't know what this year's going to hold. Like, what if we get a terrible stomach bug on a Monday night?
Right.
And it lasts till Friday. That's 4 sick days you have to take.
Right. Correct. So I just, you know, we had talked about in the last podcast, as someone who like doesn't have the option to do, you know, remote work, it would be nice if sometimes there was more flexibility for people who don't have that. Like, you know, some more sick days, some more vacations, some more whatever, just like acknowledging the fact that Like, this is sort of like, this is sort of my life. Like, I use right. vacation days sometimes to take care of a sick kid or when my nanny is sick. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say this, right or wrong, it seldom falls on my husband. Right, it just doesn't. Right, I just, and I don't know why I would love, like, that's another well, and I article.
Don't, and I don't, you know, I'm in a position different from yours, which I will say, reading this article, I currently at our job do have a very similar schedule to this. If I need to work remotely, I'm able to. And I cannot tell you what a game changer that is.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how grateful I am for that and how it really does make your work-life balance and your, I mean, it just makes it like literally possible. Like yeah. if I couldn't, I don't know that I could still be working.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is that big of a deal. Such a big deal that you don't, I mean, I wish I had no idea of this when I was in my younger years. And now it's unbelievable how much that matters.
Yeah.
Especially with so many, you know, with four different kids, you know, there's days that Sam's school is out, the big kids have school or vice versa. It's a lot of appointments between four children. And yeah, it just, and even those days where, there's just a lot of reasons that you could be needed at home and your children could need you for different things. And it is the weather here recently. We've had a lot of like random at the last second. Oh, they're just missing in an hour because the roads are starting to get icy. You know, that flexibility is so huge. And I really think I would, if I could send out a message, it would be companies who aren't doing this. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Because we've seen a lot of women leave the workforce. I think there's more in it now than perhaps, or, you know, I think it's bounced back some since the pandemic. But like looking in the future, this is not going to be feasible for moms unless more companies get on board
right.
with this.
Right. No, I agree. I love that she's shining a light on this. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
There's actually, I didn't realize this. There is, have you heard of this mom project?
No, I've heard about it from you, but I have not heard of it from it.
Yeah, there's a mom project that actually focuses on jobs that are mom friendly, that have remote
right.
or work from home, flexible hours, which I think is brilliant because this is a company whose sole purpose is to bring you other jobs like what this woman in this article is talking about
yeah.
that are mom friendly. Or parent-friendly, I should say.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, so I have a mums, something that we think is a little mums the word, a little something to help you get through your parenting journey or just life journey, really.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new show
okay.
on Disney Plus. If you're a mom, you probably have Disney Plus. It's called The Real Bug's Life.
I've seen this, I think.
Have you seen? Seen the trailer
yes,
or like the thing
yes,
pop up?
Yeah.
So we decided to click on it the other day. It is so good.
Okay.
It is so good. It is one of those documentary types that just has really cool video of all different types of bugs. But the narrator is Awkwafina?
Yeah.
Yeah. And which I just love her voice. She is, I couldn't figure out what character she played in another movie.
So she's in a lot of animated kids
she
movies.
She's yes. the dragon in Raya, mm-hmm. if you've seen that. Anyway, or if your kids have seen that. She's great. And it's just one of those shows. I had to turn it on again. There was an early release. I was home working. But it's one of those that you can turn on, and if they watch it, I think the episodes are like an hour long. If they watch one, you don't feel bad about it because they're learning about things, and you're not like, mm-hmm. okay, you just watch junky animated mm-hmm. shows that mean nothing all day. I thought it was really clever. It was really interesting. The kids loved it. I always kind of fear, oh, if it's not animated, they're going to like lose interest, but they loved it. Okay. So if you need a new show and don't want to feel guilty about putting on the TV, The Real Bugs Life.
Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. All right. This next article comes from HuffPost. Do the people in your life tend to disappoint you? You need this viral hack. The let them theory is all over social media. Here's what therapists think of it. So this is the let them theory is basically just stop trying to control sort of the things that are happening around you. If somebody is not showing up how you need them to show up, do not try to force them to change. Let them see, be themselves, because they are revealing who they are to you. Just let them. Then you get to choose what to do next. So, for example, if your friends are not inviting you out to brunch this weekend, let them. If the person that you're really attracted to is not interested in a commitment, let them. Your kids don't want to get up and go to that thing with you this weekend, let them.
Unless you've already bought the tickets.
Good point. It's a little, you know, the article says it's a little bit of like que sera, sera, and a little bit meet them where they are.
I like it. Another quote I thought was very spot on. Too much time and energy is wasted on forcing other people to match our expectations. Mm. Woo. I think that's me.
Which part? What do you mean?
I think I spend a lot of time and energy I waste a lot of time and energy on other people's reactions or thoughts, or I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And I need to let that go. Like, just do me. And if they want to not like me or not mm-hmm. be into it, then oh well.
Yeah. Right. This article talks about the psychotherapist says, I think this approach could be useful to people who tend to internalize other people's behavior, struggle to allow others to have autonomy, or engage in anxious attachment patterns. Others may not find it as constructive, including people pleasers, since they are prone to let people supersede their needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, like, I think one of the caveats here is like, you can't let people bulldoze you.
Right.
Like, you can't be like, oh, okay, like, that's what you want to do. Like, this is, you know, even though you're really hurting me and that's really inconvenient and doesn't work for me, I'm just not going to say anything. I'm just going to let it be. Like, I think that there's probably a fine line here.
Yes. But I think those cases, I don't think this is what this is talking about for the most part. And I think those are more the, you know, not as common as what the situations that they're bringing up here, right? More the exception, not the rule, I guess I'd say. Mm-hmm. I think most of the time it's we're worrying too much about it, and we do need to just let them be.
Yeah.
It does say, now, if these are your small children, you can't just let them be and, like, let them fend for themselves and, like, try to feed themselves when they're, you know.
Right.
Don't get too carried away with this, because you know, you do have to, like, step in and actually raise your children.
Well, but I think, too, even with your kids, like, River's 5, and, like, sometimes I find myself, like, arguing with her about, you know, what clothes she's going mm-hmm. to wear, what mm-hmm. shoes she's going to wear, like, how her hair is going to be, like, what toy she's going. And it's just, like, sometimes it's just, like, dude, this, like, doesn't it's just mm-hmm. it talks about how, like, if you have a kind of have the instinct to, like, control every decision and every behavior, like mm-hmm. if you could just find a way to let it be, it would be easier for you and probably better for mm-hmm. the people around you. It's about understanding where our influence ends and accepting that some things are beyond our control. We can't control others, so instead we should focus on our own actions and responses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from a friend standpoint, in a platonic relationship, the approach to let your friends exist as they are can help increase tolerance and acceptance of people who may have different opinions, perspectives, and interests. From a parenting standpoint, it's let them isn't about giving up. It's about accepting your child's choices and offering wisdom over wielding control. And I have been, just since I read this article in, like, the last week or two, there's been specific incidences with both friends and River where I've actually just said to myself, like,
Let them be.
Let them be. And good. If you can like remember to say it, I'm not saying that it like eases all of your irritation.
It solves all the world's problems.
It doesn't, but it is like a little, there's like some sort of kernel in it that does allow you to have a little bit of peace with I can't control this. Like I'm not going to like stress about this. Like this just is, it is what it is. And this is where we are. And like, this is where this person is. And like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So I don't know. Maybe other people can find it helpful as
Anchor
well.
Anchor Mom's making you a better person.
I mean, one episode even, at a time. Does it make you a better person or just make you sort of go through life a little easier? I think it makes your life a little easier.
Well, and I think it makes you a better person because you're realizing more about yourself, about what you can control. You're doing it. This last article is from today. This is funny. It's freezing, but boys just want to wear shorts. Should you let them?
Does Henry do this yet?
So it's funny. He doesn't do exactly this, but Henry, and he's done this for many years now, but as soon as he gets home, he takes off his shirt.
Really?
Yes. He does not. And it's like almost to the point where I'm like, I have zero, like I like can't post pictures from inside our house because Henry is always shirtless. Not that it's like inappropriate, but you know, it's just kind of weird. Yes, he never wants to have a shirt on when we're at the house, ever. The other day, you know, it's been really cold here. The other day, we literally had a fire going.
And he had
I'm like all bundled up in a blanket by the fire, like toasting my toes. And he is walking around in pajama pants with no shirt. I'm like, what?
What's
wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? Like, aren't you cold?
Yeah.
No. And then I saw this article and it made me think of that. Like, so I do think there's just something about boys, and I think it's multifaceted. I think it's part, for some reason, they think it's cool to like not need clothes, warm clothes.
But, I mean, this article basically says that, right? It's like a cool factor.
But I'm also wondering, and this talks about, they've got more testosterone. Does that make them warmer? I mean, I don't think Henry's 7. I don't think that's the issue. But, you know, who knows? Maybe men are just, boys are just generally a little bit warmer. So it talks about how these are moms of older boys, like teenage boys, how it's 26 degrees outside. The boys still want to wear shorts. Should they let them? They know they want to just let them express their autonomy. But they don't want it to be a dangerous situation. So they actually checked with like a doctor, which kind of made me laugh. But she said it's okay unless it's dangerously cold. But she did kind of put in there that you should really make them wear pants until they're teenagers and they can like understand and make a good decision on their own about whether to wear shorts or not. And this just made me laugh. I do think it's a thing. I think boys, I don't understand it, but I think it's just boys just.
So. Two things. First of all, this article also says, and I think this is probably true, that she says her son gets a lot of attention when he wears less than usual clothing in cold weather. So he gets to express his autonomy, gets a little attention. Mm-hmm. I think that's totally true. Mm-hmm. I would just say this. River, on and off throughout her 5 short years on this earth, will argue about wearing a coat. Mm-hmm. Like to school, to outside, to ride her bike, to do whatever. And I used to really like hammer down on it. Mm-hmm. And I will sometimes like Brian will be like, we can't go out and play soccer until you wear a coat. And they're like arguing for 5 minutes. And I'm like, first of all, I mean, here in Asheville, like, you know, with the last week it was like very cold, but like, you know, it's like in the 30s and 40s today. Like, you're not really like, unless you're out
you're
there for a long time.
Yeah.
She's not out there for even an hour. Like, you're not going to get hypothermia. But also, I would say, almost 10 out of 10 times, River then comes in and is like, I need my coat. I just am like, I'm not going to
let her figure it out.
Like, let your experiences guide you. So, River. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you're cold, when you can't stand it, you'll like come back in. And I'm just like, even when River to school, she will generally wear a coat. It's funny. Her teacher sent home an email to like the whole class a couple of weeks ago, like, hey, make sure your kids are like wearing coats. It's like really cold outside. But like also like when River was back in preschool and she wouldn't wear, I would just send the coat with her and be like, teachers, good luck. Like I tried. Like it's just something I just don't argue about
it
anymore.
It is a weird kid thing. I don't really understand it.
I don't argue about it anymore. Yeah.
I don't understand it. Yeah. I don't know. I do think you're right though. I think that it's not worth losing, getting into
your
a
mind
big fight
about.
Over.
Let them be.
Let them be cold.
Yeah. I mean, don't let them get, like, hypothermia, but, like, let them be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is my win of the week. I picked River up from school last week, and mm-hmm. she was like, "Mom, look." She like opened her mouth and she has a loose tooth.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I was like, what
you
is happening?
You just weren't expecting it.
I just was like, nah. I was like, but I mean, you're only five. Like, this is, how can you have like, we're not, are we there yet? Are we there mm-hmm. yet? And like mm-hmm. everybody I've talked to, like, yes, indeed, we are there. Like that it's time to start like mm-hmm. losing teeth. In fact, we were at gymnastics a couple weeks ago, and one of River's friends told me that like her daughter's already lost like four teeth. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I guess.
The weird thing is it happens at very different times. Like, I feel like most things it's like, oh yeah, this happens at four or six or whatever. But you can start losing teeth between like four and, I mean, I don't think Ella Ray lost her first one until like seven. Like,
really?
It's a very wide range of when they can lose teeth.
I was not prepared mm-hmm, for this. Mm-hmm. And it took me aback because it's like, it feels like one of those like milestone mm-hmm. things. Like, oh my God, now my kid is like old enough to be like losing teeth. Like, she's going to have like an adult tooth at some point.
Yeah.
Soon.
She's basically an adult.
Right.
When you get those adult
like,
teeth.
Like, what is happening? Yeah. So it's like sparked a lot of like discussions about like the tooth fairy. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for a week now. Like everywhere I go, like I had posted on social media.
Has she lost it? No.
It's loose. Like it's funny. It's like on the left side of her mouth. So she'll like only eat with like the mm-hmm. right side of her mm-hmm. mouth. Like we mm-hmm. like wiggle it every day. And it's like, you know,
So what is the tooth fairy going to bring?
I don't know. But I feel like I better like come up with something because I'm always afraid like it's going to happen like at like 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. It's like she's going to bed and I'm going to be like,
oh. And you don't have any money
and the tooth fairy like missed
cash.
It
yeah.
What's the tooth fairy bring in your house?
Well, you know how cheap I am. I was like, quarter, they get a quarter. And Gregory was like, I think it's a little higher than that. And I was like, nope, four kids each gets a quarter. That's it. Quarter a tooth. That's
so
it.
That's what they get.
Yes, but then like there was one time when I think Ellery lost two at the same time or something, and Gregory was like, "Well, the tooth fairy should bring more. That's kind of a little extra." Oh, and she had to get one pulled, and he was like, "Well, if you got to go to the dentist and get it pulled, that should count for more."
Yeah, I agree.
So there's been lots of caveats, but generally, if I was in charge, the tooth fairy would bring a quarter a tooth.
Oh my gosh, like people on Facebook have been telling me like $5.
Yeah, well.
Inflation, yeah. Karen.
Yeah.
It's 2024.
I don't know. It is an interesting time when the teeth start falling. I saw this thing on social media that was like, when you look back at it, first grade really is bizarre. You're learning to read and write. You can't take a nap anymore. You're trying to figure out how to deal with all these friends. And everyone's teeth are falling out all over the place.
Yes, yeah.
Like, it's very odd.
Like, we had this, like, full discussion about, like, the tooth fairy and, like, how is it? River had no questions about Santa, but she was very concerned with, like, I don't understand how the tooth fairy can, like, monitor mm-hmm. everybody mm-hmm. in the world and, like, when they're losing teeth. Mm-hmm. And I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. Like, she's magic. And she was like, well, I'm not going to hide my tooth under my pillow. Mm. I'm just going to hide it somewhere in my room to see if I can, like, trick the tooth fairy. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
You will trick the tooth fairy. Like, who knows? Like, just put under your pillow.
I was like, I don't know.
I think
like,
you I should just say, well, she only looks under your pillow. So if you don't hide it there, then
you're
not
getting
anything.
But then even, like, I'm like, what? I mean, what? I don't know. Like, I check on her.
You can't
like,
search through the whole room in the dark.
Exactly.
No.
Anyway, this is my win because it's, like, super cute and super – it's, like, it just one fun. Of those, like, kids things. Like, you know mm-hmm. that this is, like, fleeting.
No, are you going to save the teeth?
No. Are you? Do you save your teeth?
Oh, my gosh. Gregory wants to save
gross.
The teeth.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. Like, why are we saving these? What, are we going to give them to him someday?
Yeah, like, you cannot save, like, four children's, like, teeth. Mm-hmm. Like, how many teeth mm-hmm. is that?
A lot. I don't know.
Like, so where do you – have you saved them up so far?
They're in a little box in our bathroom.
Did you label them appropriately?
No. Well, that was now that Henry's losing teeth. Greg was like, well, now we don't know whose are whose. And I'm like, yeah, because these are all going to go in the trash.
Ooh.
Does anybody ever want their teeth back
so,
when they're an
adult?
I don't
know, but no. Brian's mom gave him his teeth in, like, this little box. And they're, like, sitting in his office. Yeah. And I was like, stop.
They're in his office?
Like, in this little tiny, like, box. I was like, this is disgusting. I, like, won't even
does
look
he,
at them.
Does he open it up and, like, nostalgically?
He shows, like, River. He's like, look at my – I'm like, no. This is disgusting. Why would you want that?
I don't know. I'll ask Gregory and get back to you.
He's yeah, what's he going to – keep... is he going to make a necklace out of
it? Oh, gosh. It did come up when Henry started losing his because I'm like, well, now they're all in the same little tiny box. And, like, who knows whose are whose?
You better hope they don't find those. They're going
to
be like,
except the one that Ellery had to get pulled was, it's a very unique tooth. So that one we know.
You kept that one?
Yeah. That one was, that's the, if I'm going to keep any of them, I'm going to keep that one. That was the coolest one of the whole lot.
Ugh. No. You know, I'm not nostalgic at all. I'm going to throw those suckers away the minute
right
I grab
in the
it
trash.
Under that pillow.
Put Gone. In the cash, throw out the tooth.
Gone.
Out that's right. the house. All right. The biggest thing is you can't forget. It's so easy to forget.
I know this reminds me of that stupid elf.
Yes, like, it's like the elf. Oh, the worst is when you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, tooth yeah. fairy money.
Yeah. All yeah. right. Well, I'll keep you posted on how that works out.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, bye. Anchor Moms is a Sinclair podcast produced out of WLOS in Asheville. We're your hosts, Katie Killen and Karen Zakalek. Anchor Moms is edited by Matthew Yates.
For more information on the topics discussed in this episode and to stay up to date on future episodes, follow us on Instagram at Anchor Moms.
You can follow Anchor Moms on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Know a parent who can benefit from this week's Anchor Moms episode? Your recommendations help our show to grow, so spread the word.